Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's February 26, 2010. And over the last few days, I've been thinking about different aspects of my message, sounding the alarm and declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Things that the Lord had shown me, particularly in 2004, 2005, about what was coming. The main thing was, as me, I see my role as a reporter. I just am to share faithfully what I've seen, what I've heard, according to the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. We're in dire days. We're in perilous times. Times that the Lord foretold, the apostles, the prophets that we had prior to the coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, these are really ominous days. And this is why you want to be close to the Lord. The bottom line issue is, do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Do you have faith that no matter what happens, no matter what is done in the earth, no matter what comes your way, whether you live or whether you die, you're not going to budge. You're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I want to strengthen you, encourage you. And if you have not come to the Lord, I'm praying that you do. If God is drawing you, that you would submit to His Lordship, because He's a good Lord. One of the ironies that I think about is how people hated God, hated the Lord, whose burden is light, whose yoke is easy. And he comes to set the captives free, but people don't want him. I mean, yes, he calls for total submission. He is the Lord. But to reject him, a beautiful master, humble and meek, kind, forgiving, gracious, you're going to have a tyrant that deals with a heavy blow. And that's the dragon. The dragon, Satan, the devil, the adversary comes in many different ways, but there's no denying his spirit. He's a god, a small g, god of this age. And he rules behind the forces of men that have hated God also. There's a plot, there's a conspiracy against the Lord. And you, this is why you want to come to the Lord and submit to him, because He will enlighten you. He will illuminate you to have understanding to the wiles of this dark power that's in act today. Perilous times are coming, where every man will be for himself through the cultures. We're seeing the greatest economic catastrophe since the world began is taking place right now. I've shared this from November 11th. Of 2007, that cresting wave of judgment would come, it would crash upon the United States of America, and it would ripple across the world. It's taking place right now. We've seen bank runs. We've seen record foreclosures, very high unemployment rates, people losing their homes, losing their jobs, corporations banding together. And we're only beginning. We're seeing weird weather. We'll have drought. We'll have future failure of the crops. The economic system is changing. Emphasis on the U.S. dollar, that's changing. There's several nations right now that are in serious jeopardy. But the agenda is a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world leader. And they're actually having this right on the cover of the magazines that you and I can read freely. They're admitting it. One of the key things that I shared in a transcript, I call it the alarm, was that how martial law would come forth, a political tyranny, and a response to cataclysmic events, and how martial law would be enacted, but the people's rights are being taken away. We're seeing that happen right now. These evil forces, political leaders that are renegade leaders, that have rejected the Lord, that hate men, that are taking bribes, that execute policies for their own good. And they're even governed by themselves by fear. They've been deceived. They see themselves as gods. They establish laws, but they themselves break laws. Right now, they're passing laws for healthcare. It's going to be mandated that people participate in this system. Everyone has to pay for it. And ladies and gentlemen, you think these political leaders just care about you so much that they want you healthy, or they want you to be able to go to the doctor and go on the drugs, be able to have your surgeries? You think that's, what do you think the true motivation is? Do you not see they'll force you to take medications, and the effects of medications and the complications thereof are widespread? You should do your studies. But the Lord showed me there would be martial law in the United States. Now it's quite apparent. We see the drills they've taken. We see that there have been chief of police across the United States of America that have just quit without their retirements even. We don't know why. They've now formed a 10 region with governors over those 10 regions in the United States of America. And this is something that Kissinger had called for many years ago. What's taking place in our world? The oppression. It's about control, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you can truly have liberty and freedom is really in Jesus Christ. Because if you're just going to be an American, you're going to lose your rights because God is judging this country. You're not going to, as a people, shake your fist in God's face and get away with it. The other day I saw a car with many different bumper stickers. One was a Darwin sticker with a fish with feet. And then another sticker that said, "Question everything." And another one that said, "Keep abortion legal." You know, is there any doubt if you don't believe that there is a loving God that created us in his own image and likeness? That there is a reward for doing right and there is a reward for doing wrong? But if you don't believe there's a God, that you become your own God, or if you believe you come from an animal, then you're going to have sex like an animal. God intended it to be blessed in marriage with your spouse, not just with like a dog, with anybody that comes by. Is there any wonder why they want the laws to allow them to kill the life? This nation is guilty of bloodshed. And you can see that the religious systems, for the most part, are very silent. Don't want to step on any toes. They want to have crowds. Keep the religious circus going. They put out the music, put out the entertainment, a soft, white-washed word that'll draw the crowds. But the bottom line is, do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Is he your Lord? Are you walking with him? Because if that's true, then you know what he's saying today. You know what he's doing today. And he's judging. Righteous judgment. And he will thoroughly judge until he is finished. And King Jesus Christ will come on a white horse with the glory of his Father, with his holy angels, with his holy ones, and bring forth his kingdom. To the dismay of the wicked men, the rich men, the wise men, the mighty men that have banded together in rebellion against the Lord. And they'll have their religious people, a religious system that has denied the Lord also in their deeds. It's amazing to me. This is what I shared in 2005. That we were in an era where a few men, because they lust for money, they lust for power, they have illusions, and the distress of the nations comes forth, the judgments of God, the wars, the calamities, the pestilence, great sicknesses. They'll have to, because of the distress, this all the civil distress in that time, they'll have to keep things in control, and they'll do it by martial law. They're using the technology now, ladies and gentlemen, to x-ray your through your clothes, to spy on you. Even now, Homeland Security has now come out and said that they're really concerned for extreme behavior and beliefs of the U.S. citizens. Right now, they say extreme beliefs and behaviors. But later, ladies and gentlemen, it'll just be extreme beliefs. And who is to discern what is extreme? In whose opinion? Well, if we did nothing wrong, we'd have nothing to fear. But that's not quite the whole case. Because when we have wicked men and women that are lawless, that are about an agenda, that hates God, you can be sure it will be tyrannical. It'll be oppressive. We now have the Patriot Act. And any person that's deemed a threat to the nation, by whatever standard, you can be thrown in jail without due course of law. But this is nothing new. The Lord's been telling us this, that we're going to be persecuted. The ones that truly love Jesus Christ will be called on the carpet to give account. But it will be a time for us to have our day to speak in the name of Jesus Christ as a testimony unto them. This is what the Lord has told us. And in that hour, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father, will give us the words to speak. What a privilege. What an honor. You have to make a decision, ladies and gentlemen. Are you in the kingdom of God under the King Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you going to fall wicked men into this wicked kingdom of the dark beast that's written about in the scriptures? Blasphemous kingdom, a kingdom of darkness, a beast. With such control that you will not be able to buy or sell without this mark of the beast. God's called you to be a holy nation, a royal nation in Jesus Christ. There's no end to his glorious kingdom. Why is it that the religious system in this country, United States of America, they'll use the Bible. They'll quote the scriptures. There's religious activity, even some good. But it's not what they're saying always. It's what they're not saying. How can they not see the blasphemy in this nation? How can they not see the worldliness? When Jesus was rebuking the church of Laodicea, how it is increased with goods and needed nothing, it thought, but didn't realize that it was poor, wretched, miserable, naked. We need to come to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and acknowledge the truth. His coming is near. Align ourselves and commit ourselves to him. We ought to obey God rather than man. And this United States of America is a hypocritical nation. One that says it, springing democracy into all the world, yet oppresses and takes away life. The innocent unborn, to even those that are helpless, as in Terry Schiavo several years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the rights are being taken away. The control is being set. The time of fulfillment of the scriptures. And this is when you want to have your testimony in your heart. Sanctify the Lord in your heart, that you may be able to answer every man for the reason of hope that lies within you in meekness and respect. And you want to have oil in your lamp burning as these dark days are coming. Depression is rising as a tide. It has risen over your ankles, over to your knees, and it will continue to override. And the only way that you will have victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to know him, know his voice, know the assurance that you have in him. For he will keep you, and not a hair on your head will perish.